Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion, questions and answers regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and similar information related to the radio art. Topic of discussion tonight, I'd like to see how many of you loyal check-ins out there have had recent experience with this, and that is electrolytic capacitor failures, and other capacitors for that matter. I've run into a couple of interesting situations this week, so I figured that would be a good topic and probably an awfully common one. First of all, let's go through a few announcements. Let's see, solar flux is up to 134, sunspot number 86, planetary A10 and planetary K of 4 as of today. All FARA club members, please note that club dues are due immediately and payable by the end of the year, please. Get those in by PayPal through the website, or you can mail a check to the club P.O. box, which is also on the website. I believe an email was also sent with the address. The club meeting is coming up this Thursday, the 8th, at 7:15 p.m., both online and in person. The club holiday party, I guess we can call it that, is this Saturday, the 10th, at 4 p.m., same place as the meeting. And there is a volunteer examiner test session coming up on the 17th at 9:30 a.m. at the usual location in Stafford. Anyone else have any additional announcements to bring to the net tonight? If so, please call WD8QCN now. Seeing none and not seeing any other news of interest out there this week, let's go ahead and take a round of check-ins, and we'll just jump right to our topic as we check in. If anyone has recent experience with capacitor failures or any time in the recent past, please let us know your experience there. And at the end of check-ins, I'll tell you a little bit about what I encountered this week. So anyone wishing to check in to the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, Robert, we'll wait.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Yankee X-Ray, Matt.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, no comment.
KO 4, November Mike Charlie, Allen in Gainesville.
7980. W4RKU.
KO 4, DNZ.
W4 VFW, Echo Link.
Let's pause there for a second. I heard a couple of doubles, but I think I've got most of you. I've got K4GVH, Robert, good evening. KO4WYX, Matt. WD7RAV, no comment. KO4NMC, and 7IVB, W4RKU, KO4VNZ, and KN4SPL. If I missed you, please call again. If there's any other check-ins, please call following that. Thank you.
KF4TEK.
W4VFW.
Okay, we added KF4TEK and W4VFW. Let's start at the top of the list. K4GVH. Robert, go ahead.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel. K4GVH. Good evening, everyone on the Farrah Club tonight. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. I got on 10 meters today and made a contact to all the way out to over into Rome, Italy. Then this morning I got on 17 meters and made a contact out to Idaho. Made a contact today on 17 meters to Idaho, and I thought that was pretty good there. Be looking forward to seeing everyone at the Christmas thing this week there next on the 10th, coming up for the club Christmas get together. Be looking forward to that, and looking forward to seeing Chuck on Saturday coming to my dad's to pick me up. And good to hear everyone on this Baronet. I'm really glad to be a club member. Good to hear everyone. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, and Seth, back to net control.
Right, thanks, Robert. And I should mention, since you sparked my memory here, that the club holiday event is potluck, and I think there is an I.O. site out there, probably linked to from the website, where you can sign up as to what you want to bring. So please do that. Let's see, back to Matt, KO4WYX. Go ahead.
This is KO4WYX. Good evening, all. As far as what I've been up to, not a whole heck of a lot. Doing a little bit of experimenting with setting up, like, remote ops for my ham shack, just to see if I can. And I can in multiple ways, not the ways I wanted to, but it was fun to experiment a little bit. And I've got a Raspberry Pi I'm playing with, to possibly set up a digital station on that later down the road. But that's really all I got going on. I will not see any of you guys this week at the meeting or the holiday party, unfortunately. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your perspective, I'll be out of town on vacation with my family, having a good time. And I debated whether or not I was going to bring any gear with me, and I chose not to since I'm going to Mexico. And I don't want to just deal with hauling a whole bunch of gear over there, and pretty sure I'll be frowned upon with the family if I'm on the beach playing with radios. So I will be radioless for a week. I think I can survive. But this is KO4WYX. Back to net. Happy holidays to all.
KO4WYX, WD8QCN, thanks for that, and I hope you have a great vacation. We will miss you at the club events, and if you get to missing us too much, you can always check in via Echolink. Let's see, Randy was no comment, so next up is Alan, KO4NMC. How are you tonight?
Hey, good evening. This is KO4NMC, Alan in Gainesville. Doing well. Your topic of interest is something that's come up recently. We buy a lot of computers and monitors at work, and have had just sort of a spate of power supply issues going bad, as well as monitors going bad. And in the monitors, we've been finding that the capacitors in them are kind of going bad. We started trying to kind of mess with them, but at a certain point, as long as we can get them, it's just cheaper just to get them new ones. So I don't know if that's something that has to do with the all of the other supply chain shortages, that the overall quality of the components that are going down, but that's been kind of my experience since you brought it up. We, again, not really doing much with them, just noticing that they're failing more often. Other than that, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at the event both Thursday and Saturday. I plan to bring some things. I will go check out groups.io to see if there's actually a place to sign up. Brad, I know you're coming up next, so I know you'll point us in the right direction, but I'll go check that out and get signed up for that as well. Other than that, all's well, and wish everybody 73KO4NMC back to net.
Well, thanks, Alan. Appreciate that. And, yeah, indeed. And I think what you're seeing goes back to a situation that actually started in the early to mid-90s with the Chinesium capacitors. And I think it was active industrial sabotage where a Chinese company went in and stole an incomplete electrolyte formula from a company in Taiwan and started producing capacitors with it. And I think the stuff is spread and people are still using this bad formula. And or they're just selling, you know, darn cheap caps, one or the other. But they don't last very long. They boil, they pop, and you end up with all kinds of trouble. I've gone through so many power supplies in TVs and monitors, especially those, you know, lower cost consumer items, with that stuff in the past couple of years. My event here has been with a microwave oven, and we'll get into that particular type of capacitor in a bit here. Let's move on down to Brad. N7IVV, what are you up to? How many capacitors did you change this week? Must have been a ton. And yeah, you must have some more announcements. Go ahead, Brad.
Well, yeah, actually, I submitted a whole bunch of them for the Artemis program here in the last couple of months to fix their problems there, because they were just left and right having problems with all the Chinese and the other outside contractors sourced materials and parts that they have. Also, I'm going to send off a recommendation. I have a proposal that I'm writing up. I need everybody to sign where we can actually do a very large array with all the ham radio operators in the world to provide radio communications back and forth to the Artemis/Orion spaceship, since obviously they've already indicated that they do not have the capacity with the current deep space network of radio antennas and facilities that they've got up there to handle the James Webb Telescope, the Voyager space probe, and now the Artemis/Orion program. Let's hear it for government-funded companies, so we need to step up and help them out with what would be the most impressive VLF or VLA ever conceived. Hi, biting my tongue and lip about all of that. But it's true about the radio communication problems. They actually are having to curtail communications between one service or the other. They're time sharing is what they're doing. They don't have bandwidth to be able to do well. Anyway, what I've been doing, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I watch and chafe and grit my or gnash my teeth at what NASA has just completely made a debacle of our space program. And looking forward to more and more private ventures that will hopefully also be able to benefit amateur radio more than what certain other entities have been doing. Other than that, frankly, I have not been on the radio enough to know it. I'm getting ready for some major surgery, and I've been in a lot of pain with my shoulder. It makes it almost impossible for me to use the computer, which is just driving me crazy. So I haven't been doing FT8 or anything, just kind of getting ready for that. But looking forward to seeing everybody on Thursday and Friday. Also, did you say elections? Yes, elections are a big deal coming up this Thursday. Although they've been rather mundane in years previous, as most of you know that have been around. We're doing well. We have to really go out and canvass to get one person to be willing to fill a position. But this year we actually will have the opportunity to vote on two eminently qualified people, so I think it'll be interesting to see how that turns out, and I'd like to see that happen more often, where we had more qualified people that would be willing to step up and do things. So thank you for those that are doing that right now. So please be sure to do that. Also, that voting will be able to take place via WebEx if you're not going to make it physically, and then of course the activity on Saturday, again, that's at the PATH Foundation, the same room that we're always in. And check out the sign-up sheet there. That's on the, there's a link on the groups.io page. It's up, I think it's the top item. And that way we can plan and make sure we have fun things to do. Back to you. That's all I've got that I can think of as of all any importance. WDAQCN at 79DB.
That's a mouthful. Thanks for all that, Brad. Good stuff. And so are we nominating you for four more years?
Yeah, definitely. I will be the inmate in the chief senior inmate over at the psychological research facility in the next 4 years for sure, doing that.
I knew you'd have something funny to add on that one. All right, very good. Well, it looks like I got back in the ground segment side of the space business just in time here with what you're telling me about Artemis. And, yeah, I almost took a job up at Goddard about 3 months ago on writing specs for the RF subsystems, and decided against that lovely commute to take something about 10 minutes away from home here, doing very similar work as it turns out. So fun stuff, and looking forward to catching up with you on those gory details later. Let's go on down to Kevin, W4RKU. What's new in your neck of the woods?
WVA. CN, W4RKU. Good evening, Steve. Thanks for doing the net tonight. I have not much to add. It's going to be a busy week this week with the club meeting and the party. I don't think Brad said where the sign-up sheet was, so I was kind of, I don't listen when he's talking. So, so if he didn't, you can go to the website, and on the right-hand side, there's an item called Holiday Gathering, and click on that, and that will then give you a link to the Google Sheet with the food and where you put the number of people coming, or you can log into the website and, go into Groups.io, or Groups.io, and pinned at the top, there is the announcement for the Christmas party. So those are the two ways you can get to the same spreadsheet. Other than that, I did, because I had to be up there, I tooled around with the FT Roundup this weekend a little bit on Saturday. Nothing spectacular, just gave me a chance to practice my FT8 contesting skills more than anything else. So, I'll turn it back over to you, Steve, WD8, QCM, W4RKU, back to that.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Good stuff all around. And I appreciate the info on the sign-up for food and such for the holiday gathering. Good stuff. Also, I wanted to throw honorable mention out there for Garth this week. He is a trooper. I meant to pick up the net for him on Wednesday when he was sick, and I did not get out of church in time. I got home about 8:45. I went way, way over, so missed that. And he ran the net anyway with his cough, so much appreciated. We need a few more backup net controls, I think, and if anyone on the net would like to volunteer, let me or Sippy, KS1PPY, know about it, and we will get you the materials you need in order to be able to do this. But definitely need a few more backups if you don't want to commit to, a regular night. If you someone would be prepared to back up if someone's not available at the last minute, that would be great to have a few more people waiting in the wings there. I'll throw it on down to Charles, KO4VNZ. How are you tonight?
WD8QCN, this is KO4VNZ, and on your last comment there, you can sign me up as studying. I'll learn how to back up the net. I don't know that I can regularly commit to it, but I can certainly stand by in case there's a sudden shortage. This week, not a whole lot of radio. I've been real busy. Just a lot of repairs around the house, mailboxes and broken windows and plumbing issues, so I haven't gotten much done on the radio, plus just assembling trees and all for Christmas. So that's about it for me. I'll mention again two things coming up on Wednesday, and I'll mention it on the Wednesday net as well. There is that Mars-Moon occultation that's going to occur. And that's from here we'll be able to see Mars within about 2 minutes of the moon and just a few hours before the moon becomes a full moon. So that should be pretty spectacular. And I was going to add on here for everyone who likes playing around with meteor shower, there's a Gemini meteor shower coming up. And my brain will let me remember. I think it's the 14th of December, that you can look forward to that. That's about it for here. This is KO4VNZ. Back to net control.
All right, thanks for that, Charles, and appreciate your volunteering to be an alternate NCS. Stand by after the net. We will exchange some email information here, and I will get you the documents you need and instructions on how to run NetLogger, our logging app, and the scripts for the net. Much appreciated. Let's see, KN4SPL, I had Bob in and out. I think next up is Mike, KF4TEK. How are you tonight?
Hey, good evening to everybody on the net. Doing okay. Haven't had a lot of recent experience with failing capacitors, but over the years definitely have had capacitors go bad. in power supplies for stereo equipment, leading to a lot of obnoxious buzzing and humming. And then, of course, whenever I would accidentally plug something in backwards as a kid, and I'd get that explosive bang and that horrible, horrible smell. There's just absolutely nothing like it that I've smelled. But, yeah, nothing recent though, so scratching my, or knocking on wood. Haven't done a whole lot, but I've been thinking about Artemis and wondering if any amateur has pointed a dish at the moon and tried to copy any of the telemetry or anything else that's coming down on S-band. And looking at the equipment that's out there and wondering, you know, what the right gear is to do that. Looking at SDRs that go up between 2 and 3 gigs and thinking they're kind of expensive, but not knowing what the other options are. So, looking forward to another couple long weeks of work before we take some time off for the winter holidays. Not sure if I'll be at Saturday's gathering or not, but we'll definitely try to make Thursday. So hope everyone is doing well, and good luck to everybody facing stuff, and we'll be chatting with you on the air. KF4TEK, back to net.
All right, thanks, sir. Well, we hope to see you down there if you can make it, and if not, we'll miss you, but we'll certainly be looking for you on the air. Next up, I think, is Robert, W4VFW. How are you tonight?
Good evening, and thanks for running the net tonight. I took the day off. I haven't done much. I'm rearranging my shack, and I've got stuff all over. I am getting back on the air on AM in the morning with my Gonson G76. I've just rebuilt the power supply after UPS unbuilt it. And I'm looking forward to working. I just love a good AM signal. I love to listen to it. And I get on a lot of the time between 5:30 and 8 in the mornings, usually every morning. That's all I got. Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope you have upcoming great holidays. And back to net control, W4VFW. $38.85, $72.90, $72.95. That's about it for me. I'd stick to those two bands. I'm going to try 20 meters as soon as I can find the crystal for it.
Very good. Let me know if you ever work Bob, WD8PIC, Whiskey Delta 8, Papa India Charlie. He used to love to get on and work the AMers up there, and I think you guys have a lot in common.
I shall keep my eyes open for him. It's mostly a crowd from around West Virginia, Tennessee, and Kentucky. But once in a while, we get somebody new in there.
Good. Thanks for that. Let's see. We'll take another call for check-ins for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net. Anyone wishing to join, please call WD8QCN.
Yeah, WD8QCN. This is K2PI. 64, Mike.
All right. Net recognizes K2PI and W4MAF. We'll send it on over to K2PI. How are you tonight, Rob?
Thanks. I think there was somebody else in there, if I'm not mistaken.
It was just me for a recheck at 7IVB.
GG, Brad. Okay, go ahead, Rob.
DDAQCN, this is K2PI. Name is Harv, Hotel Alpha Romeo Victor, HARV. And I'm located here in Warrington. Just wanted to say good evening to everybody. I'm running a little late tonight to get into the net, but glad it's still ongoing as I checked in. Spent a little time on the radio this weekend in the ARRL 160-meter contest as a QRP entrant, unassisted, and boy, it was a pretty tough slog. The band wasn't in great shape. I ended up with a little over 250 contacts, and every one of those was very difficult. I didn't work a lot of DX. I think I only worked Canada and into the Caribbean, and that was about it. I didn't even hear any Europeans. Not that I expected to. The band just wasn't great. I think it was about 1,000 mile distance, and that was about it. ran out of people to work pretty quickly, but I kept trying. So it's not my best entry, but it was a lot of fun for a while there. And, of course, the evening hours take a lot out of you. Back to net 73, WDAQCN, K2PI.
Thanks for that, Harv. Yeah, sorry, I read the wrong line here. I've got a whole line of Rob's. I'm getting a little dyslexic here in my old age. Let's see, down to W4MAF. How are you tonight, Mike?
Hey, doing fine. W4MAF out of Richmond. The, not echoing, but that other connection, yeah. Anyway, just hadn't checked into the net for a while. I was kind of in the area last week. Had me thinking about the repeater and the people. I had a few people chasing me from the Warrenton and surrounding area for summits on the air. Enjoyed that. And anyone who may have worked me, thank you very much. Met a new ham who frequents this repeater, so that was a big gimme. Actually, I got to meet him in person. He was going last I heard to Hawksbill Mountain. I was on Stony Man, and he brought his entire family with him. He changed his mind about Hawksbill, and he met me up on Stony Man, so that was pretty cool. Call sign KO4 YUZK, as I recall. Yep, that's it, KO4UZK. So Jordan is his name. Enjoyed meeting him. And not much to add. I think I heard some talk about capacitors. I had an experience this week. I went to a broadcast AM transmitter site. A pretty darn competent engineer just made a little error with polarity on a big capacitor. It blew up and it stank big time. So I think there was a comment about that they can stink sometimes. It's true. Loved hearing about the AM. I love AM as well on 160 meters. My big AM go-to guy, I don't know if he's checked into this net. He's in the Fairfax area. Steve W4YHD. He gets involved in those AM nets. That's about it. Back to net control. This is W4MAF.
Right. Thanks for that, Mike. Glad you were able to join us tonight. And good comments all around. Let's see. You heard N7IVV with a recheck. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Steve, the group N7IVV. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that tomorrow night, if anybody's interested, and a lot of us are, just because it's kind of cool, and sorry I didn't have my ducks in a row yet, but the ISS will have a really beautiful visible pass tomorrow night, starting at 6:06 p.m., and maximum altitude, elevation will be 72 degrees, so weather permitting. That'll be a really nice pass, and it looks like it will be pretty much across the whole sky. So it'll go from, looks like, northwest to southeastish, and 72 degrees feels like almost dead overhead. So anyway, if you're into looking at the space station, that will be a nice visible pass for a change. Go ahead.
Stuff. Thanks for that, Brad. Yeah, the visible passes are not something I've been tracking in a while, but ISS has those big arrays, and that can be pretty spectacular to watch. So, good stuff. Thank you. This is WD8QCN with the Far Sunday Night Technical Service Net. I'll take one more call for any last check-ins. Please call now.
Kilo Delta 4, Romeo Echo Echo.
All right. I have KD4REE entered in, and good evening, Sim. How are you tonight, and what's new?
Nothing much, but the sun did come out today. Don't have anything else going on. Haven't been on this repeater, so I thought I'd just check in and say hi, since I haven't been on the air on this repeater much. And I also want to say hi to the station from New York or New Jersey. I heard his call sign a couple weeks ago on another repeater, and I still hear him on the air as well. That's all I have. I'll turn it back to net control from KD4REE.
Very good. Thanks, Sam. Glad you're able to join us tonight. And before I get on to other things here, I'll make a general call. Anyone else who would like to be an alternate to NCS for the net, which does not involve a weekly or monthly commitment to any specific days, but to be ready to fill in case somebody misses a net at the last minute,
If anyone else would like to volunteer besides Charles, please call me now, WD8QCN.
W4RKU, this is another announcement.
Sorry, say again, Kevin?
I have another announcement when you are ready.
I didn't hear any additional takers there, so go ahead.
For those of you still on net and a member of the club, it is time for renewals. So if you could go ahead and go to the website under the members area and select renew membership and pay your dues for 2023, it would be much appreciated. The sooner it's done, the better it is. Thank you very much. And turn back over to you, Steve, 3D8QCN, W4RKU.
Thanks for that reminder, Kevin. I did mention at the beginning of the net also. I don't know if our late check-ins might have heard that also. So, good reminder. All right, and last up, I wanted to tell you a little bit about my fun capacitor event this week. I had just gotten home from work probably, when was that, Wednesday night, and walking into the kitchen, and suddenly the wife is complaining that the microwave oven just died. So right in the middle of dinner, so she managed to figure out an alternate way to cook some food while I dragged the microwave downstairs, popped it open, got a couple of screwdrivers and a jumper out to discharge the high voltage capacitor. And the high voltage capacitor was all over the place inside the microwave oven, so I had a little bit of cleanup to do. So obviously that was the problem. I looked around to see if there was anything else other than the blown fuse. There was not. So I had that nice oily mess to clean up in the back of the microwave oven. Turns out that those caps are only about $12 on Amazon. Wouldn't you know? Would never have thought that that many people would be into changing those high-voltage caps. Those are rated at 2,100 volts, and I think the diodes are rated at something like 14 kV. So diode was not bad, much to my surprise. It's usually the first thing that goes, but in this case it was not. So hoping the magnetron's still good and we can get a few more years out of that thing when I get it all back together. But that was my fun capacitor this week. I have seen some other weird ones go here recently, too. I've had some old test equipment that I've kept working, and I've had a couple of very stinky tantalum capacitors, and boy, they get hot when they go, and they stink, and they'll burn anything nearby if it's touching. So I've had to go through and find a couple of those. You find them by the smell. If it's when they first go and you happen to be looking at the circuit board, you'll see the puff of smoke, but yeah, they usually go short, and they get hot. So that's my capacitor fun for this week. One last call for any additional check-ins or anything further for the net. Please call WD8QCN.
W8BT.
W8BT. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, good evening, Steve and all on the net. I meant to check in a little bit earlier, but I was kind of busy here on the desk. I just wanted to mention I've had a few dealings with bad caps. I've fixed a couple of monitors and I think one TV. I tried to fix another one, but it was short-lived in fixing it. But, yeah, I've definitely had a few dealings with bad electrolytic caps. But, anyway, that's about it for me. Have a good holiday, all. I hope to try and make the meeting and the get-together. But anyway, 73 W8BT, back to net.
Thanks, sir. I hope to see you down there. All right, Charles, KO4VNZ, please stand by for after the net here. We'll get together and knock a few brain cells together and figure out how to get you this information. And otherwise, this is WD8QCN Net Control for the Far Net. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information regarding the discussion tonight or information on the club, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to farnet@w4va.org. This is WD8QCN closing the Farnet and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thanks again for everyone that joined us. Have a great evening and 7-3.
WD8QCN, this is KO4NMC.
4NMC, go ahead, Alan.
I didn't really have a good time to jump in, but with respect to the net control, I'd like to jump in and get trained on how to do it so that I can be an additional resource, either recurring or in a pinch.
7IVV.
7IVV, WDAQCN. Go ahead, Brad.
Alan, you apparently didn't read the fine print, and you're already, it's too late, you can't get out of it, but the president has to run all the nets unless somebody else steps up.
Well, from what I understand with Electoral College and all of that, it's not a done deal yet, so I was sort of holding off on that.
No, actually, with all the people we've got volunteering, that's been great, so hopefully you won't have to do that. We've always been talking that the president should not have to have that responsibility, and so kudos to Steve and Sippy and for kind of heading that up, and then everybody else who's been volunteering and helping out, so that's great. Although, there's certainly nothing wrong with you doing it on your own, but the president should not have to feel obligated to do that anymore.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I have to admit, over the last few months with more people coming in, the diversity of the nets has been entertaining, and also it's a lot of fun. Everyone brings a little bit of a different kind of flair to it, so that's kind of nice. I like that. It'd be nice if more people were involved and get into a cadence that people don't feel burdened by it. It shouldn't feel like a burden. It should be fun, and this is a hobby, right? I think that's what you're always telling me.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
I couldn't agree more all around. It really bothered me when I saw Brad struggling to run every net that came up, and there's just a couple of the officers doing it, so I wanted to try to diversify that. And I know we had some people sick and some on travel and stuff here recently, and so there's been a couple of nights there where there was dead air, so we kind of decided that it was time to try to line up some additional resources here, have some alternates just in case. So that'll be good all around. Don't want ham radio to be a burden in any way, shape, or form if we can avoid it.
Well, that sounds good. Happy to help, and glad there are others involved as well. So wish you guys a good night, 7-3, and I am going to be out, KO4NMC.
Before you leave, Alan, please shoot me an email. You can actually send it to farinet@w4va.org. Just send a note, say, hey, it's me, and my call sign, here's my email, and send me the net information. I want to be an alternate. And Charles, if you'd do the same, that'd be perfect. Again, send that to farinet@w4va.org. Sippy and I will both get those. We'll get all the links together for you guys and get you all squared away.
Good copy, Steve. I'll go ahead and get that out to you on my email, and we'll get set up. Thanks again for running the net and getting more folks involved. KO4NMC.
KO4VNZ, I'll do the same thing. I'll get it out to you right away.
Outstanding. Appreciate it, gents, both of you very much. KO4NMC, KO4VNZ, and 7IVV, WD8QCN. Have a great night, guys.